In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. If you read the book of Judges, you will see two things, one of which is God's faithfulness. God loves the people of Israel, and God will respond to their cries for help. And then you will also see the infidelity of the children of Israel, how time and time again they were unfaithful to God. In particular, they would imitate the ways of the nations that were around them. Rather than being faithful to God and faithful to His commandments, they go, oh, let's just be like the other people. Let's be like the Canaanites and the others. And in particular, they would worship alien gods. And so the big problem was that they wanted to be like everyone else. And one of the ways that they wanted to be like everyone else is they wanted a king. The other people around them had kings, and the kings would, make them a great nation. The kings would lead them out to war. The kings would fight their enemies. And so they would say, we want a king. And in the reading today, we hear how the citizens of Shechem and Beth Milo came together, and they were going to make Abimelech their king. And then the judge Jotham came and told them this parable about the trees. Now, it's a little confusing to us, but the upshot is that the trees that are worth anything had better things to do than be king. Like the fig tree would provide food for people, the olive tree would provide food for people, and the only tree that would do anything was the buckthorn. And the buckthorn said, well, you can make me king, but if you make me king, those who, you'll have to be under me, you'll have to be my servants, and everyone else I will set aflame. And so they ended up not making Abimelech king. But that didn't stop the children of Israel. They kept whining and whining and whining until they finally got a king. And that really didn't work out too well. Surely there was one good king, David. The rest, not so much. And all because they wanted to be like everyone else. We too can be like that. We look around and we look at other churches, we look at other cultures, and we say, we want to be like them. We want to be more like the world. Why do we as Catholics have to stand out? Why do we make the sign of the cross when we go out and we eat dinner? Why can't we eat meat on Fridays during Lent, and so on and so forth? And really, that's the desire to fit in. And fitting in with the world is not a good thing. Because remember, what we are called to be is different from this world, not of this world. Because what we are called to do, and what everyone is called to do, is be of God, not of the flesh. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.